This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? Another great show here at our cowboypodcast.com. And Steve-O, how are you, my man?
I'm good, my friend. It looks like we're getting around to the time where we need to go ahead and do two shows a week, I think. I mean, I don't know if it's this week or if it starts next week as we get a little bit more serious. We're through technically what they call, the second week of preseason?
Our third
game, but we had that extra. You know, I mean, we're getting a little bit, I mean, it's going to be a little bit more serious next week. But I think we got to start really being serious about the show. And along those lines, we're going to have to do something. I mean, Brian over here, producer Brian, I think is going to have to cut a new intro because I think we're going to have a mainstay of people. So I don't know what we're going to call it yet.
Steve, on that note, though, we have had like, I think 15 to 20 interns that try to come up with something and they all sucked. I mean, every intro was horrible. So we're still working on that.
Do we call it the Brady Bunch? Jono and Steve-O and the Brady Bunch? Oh, that's a bad one. The triplets? What do we call it? Maybe we could call them.
Maybe we could call
Jono, Steve-O, and the triplets with Kyle. Big Rodney.
That sounds really stupid.
The triplets.
The triplets.
Pretty soon my agent's going to call and I'm going to start holding out.
Le'Veon Bell over here.
Hey, I'm an old school type of player. You just put me in the game, and I'm ready to go, coach.
Yeah, that's funny. So I'm watching Kyle.
See, I've been saying that, though, for what feels like 6 years.
I watch Kyle when the intro music comes on, and he's over there jamming, his head's bobbing.
I like it,
he's
too.
Singing along. He's got this youthful exuberance. Is that the right term, Rodney?
I'll take it. I'll work with that. And I'm Mexican.
Yeah,
it's the lively music, colorful inside me.
It's the fiesta in them,
and the Cowboys are playing. You know,
yes,
it's football season. Let's go!
And they're looking damn good.
Yes.
Yeah. Before we get to all that, hey, did you guys experience that whole eclipse thing?
I did.
Rodney?
Yeah,
Rodney,
I had a blast.
Kyle?
I plead the fifth.
All right.
So let me tell you a little story about that. I went down into the epicenter of totality. Right? And all these people were, you know, you saw it on Facebook, social media, and folks in this area, we're in the St. Louis market area. It's almost on the direct path that the eclipse came through. So it was a pretty big deal. I think the Cowboys area has it in 7 years. It runs somewhere close to Dallas.
Right.
It crisscrosses. Right. And we'll get it again in this market. So there's a lot of social media going on because a lot of people are hyping it up. And I tell you what, it not only lived up to expectations but exceeded it. It was phenomenal to be able to stare at the sun with no glasses on for 2 minutes and 6 seconds or whatever it was for.
So you were there.
I was there, baby. I was right there in the center of the epicenter of totality.
That's kind of horrible. BS.
It's a little over the top.
Yeah, you were in the Mecca area. I was in my backyard. I seen it perfect.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You did not take the glasses off.
I took the glasses
off. There's no way. You weren't in totality.
I swear to
God, you're a little bit south of here.
I was right there. I was in Chesterfield, and I took it off, and it was black. It was beautiful. It was black with that sides there, the halo-looking thing around
the corona?
Yeah, the corona.
Okay.
Corona,
just checking.
Someone named it after beer. Anyway, folks, we had our game. We had our game this past weekend, and our Cowboys did not look bad at all. I think it could have looked a lot worse if we would have left what's-his-name in there, and I prefer him to what's-his-name.
Well, I think what's-his-name got the theme of the show eclipsed.
Eclipse, right.
I mean, this Cooper Rush looked damn good over what Kellen Moore looked like.
Yep. And I just don't know how long we could keep this guy as our backup. But there's a lot of faith in him from, I guess, Stephen Jones is saying that, hey, you know what? The guy knows He knows his X and O's in our locker room.
I think with him, he's still enough of a veteran. He knows the playbook in and out. Like he brings some advantages over Cooper Rush, clearly. However, physically, athletically, he's just not there. Like you just look, like he can't throw the ball downfield as effectively as the rest of the guys. His pass percentage is not very good. I think he averaged, what, 6 or 7 yards a pass? I mean, it's just not going to get it done, plain and simple. However, he is still probably a more capable, quote-unquote, backup in the very short term. If it's a spot here in the middle of a game, a spot start here in the middle of the season or
something.
You're giving
him way too much credit.
I think I am. I'm trying to be as impartial as I can. But
I can't.
From what I've seen, if I'm picking, it's Cooper Rush. However, right.
Well, Kyle, I mean, it was obvious. What do you make of it?
Oh man, you already know I'm on the Cooper Rush train. If you look, the Cowboys have produced some pretty good backup quarterbacks. Tony Romo was a great backup quarterback, and he came in right off the bat and took over. Dak Prescott, backup to Tony Romo. Look what he's done. Kellen Moore has never really excited me. His size, yeah, throwing down the field, he can't get it down there. That's a big, big thing for me. But Cooper Rush, I'm telling you right now, if Dak didn't have the outstanding year he did last year, I was just telling you this, Jono. If he didn't have the outstanding year last year, numbers don't lie. I am really excited about Cooper Rush. I think it wouldn't be as Cooper Rush the backup or Kellen Moore the backup. It should be, is Cooper Rush good enough to compete against Dak?
Oof.
What I would want to see, if anything, before I completely make that jump, I want to see Cooper Rush go up against number ones on the other side.
Yeah, I agree with you.
From what we've seen of him, in fairness to him, against the competition that he's been playing, he's the better quarterback right now. Let's see what he can do against the first team, and I think we probably will in one of the next 2 weeks. He probably will get that shot.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. What do you guys think overall on our defensive side, our offensive side? What did you guys see that stood out? What player did you guys say, oh, you know what, something just not clicking here? I don't know. Obviously, we're all in agreement with it's the Kellen Moore thing with our offense. I really think our wideout situation has really become a big problem. To where how many they're all damn good.
Yeah, they're doing really good right now.
They're all damn good, and you got Noah Brown who's making a real strong case, man. And
Lance Lenoir, or
I'm not buying into Lenoir. He could catch another touchdown all he wants, but how the hell are you gonna get by? You got Dez, you got Bryce, you got Terrence, you got Andy Jones there, you got Noah Brown, and you know what?
Easy.
And Uzomo?
Uzomo, yeah. I heard they've been calling him Easy.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you got him in the back of the chart. Are you kidding me? There's got to be something happening here.
And sorry to cut you off there, Steve. Real quick, and with Noah Brown and Easy, they're catching balls. They're scoring touchdowns in preseason when it's thrown to them, and two from Cooper Rush on this last game against the Colts, one from the week before with Noah Brown, and I'm going to say Easy because I can't pronounce that name. I'm going to butcher it.
Nuachukawawa.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But sorry, Steve, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, I mean, I was just going to expand on that. You're sitting where you have your quarterbacks jostling for where they're going to end up as far as a depth chart, but I think realistically we see where maybe our three are going to be. Then all of a sudden you got the wide receivers, the running backs, and the tight ends. I mean, there's a ton of talent out there, and you can't keep them all. You physically cannot keep them all on a 53-man roster, and you're going to have the cuts starting here real soon. I mean,
well, if you're going to 53, everyone's going to 53, but if you're going to six-man wideout, I really think that we're going to have to give up something, and I think that's we're going to have to carry two QBs. I don't think we can carry three QBs and carry still six wideouts. That's That's insane.
That's what's going to make that decision very difficult.
I don't know how we could carry, you know, I don't know why they even signed Ronnie Hillman. I haven't seen the guy play at all. I don't know.
What are you going to do with Rod Smith?
I'm keeping him, man. Are you kidding
me? Alfred Morris.
Yeah, I'm keeping him, too, actually.
McFadden's got to go then, right?
Yeah.
No.
After that fumble.
I'm keeping him, too.
You can't keep them all, John. I know that.
But I'm keeping
– You said
sorry. I don't know what the hell to do, to be honest with you.
I get it.
I like Alfred Morris, and he showed a lot of veteran play this last weekend. He's made it clear. I'm going to make it difficult on the coaches to get rid of me.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And he's definitely making a strong case for himself.
You think with Kellen Moore, Stephen Jones, he's still building him up because maybe there's a possible they could trade him, they could give him to another team, or even Cooper Rush. They're doing great. Well, I don't think Kellen Moore is, but
why would we give up Cooper Rush? And that just tells me if something happens, God forbid something happens to Dak, our season's done with Kellen Moore. There's nothing. I mean, you know what? When he's completing these 3-yard passes, they're third down and 10.
Yeah.
So third down and 10, you can complete that 3-yard pass. They're going to give you that 3-yard pass. They're not going to give you that third down and 7-8-yard pass. So you know what? This is not the type of QB I want in a foxhole.
But I think you could say that about any starting quarterback. You lose your starting quarterback, you're pretty much done anyway. It doesn't matter if Kellen Moore or Cooper Rush is our backup quarterback.
But I still like to have a fighting chance, though, Rodney. That's all I want, just a chance.
I get that chance
with this guy.
I understand. I completely understand. However, God, I don't even like talking about it. It's like the doomsday scenario. If we lose Dak, I'm sorry, we're not going to win the Super Bowl with Cooper Rush. Unless it's the one in a million
lightning
in a bottle.
Calling Tony Romo back.
Well, let's hope.
If you lose Dak, you're calling Tony Romo back.
You wouldn't say – but that was the same situation last year when we lost Romo. We're not going to win a Super Bowl with Dak. Well, he came in, he did good, and then he had another good game.
Very rare. How often does that happen, though? And we didn't
Tom Brady, Kurt Warner.
Okay.
More recently.
We can sit here and we can pull them all out of history all you want.
That's 2 out of 51. Do I need to go further?
Yeah, well, actually you do. That's still pretty terrible numbers.
Well, let's back
this up. What's that percentage?
Let's back this up, boys. When our first teamers were out there, when this whole thing started, they looked damn good. I mean, they had everything going. Everything was clicking. This was like last year's Cowboy team, and anyone that's got a little curse on Dak, they're insane because there's no sophomore jinx on this kid. He's actually gotten better. Dez has picked up where he wants to be with Dak. And I mean, this is a good chemistry here, man.
Yeah. Well, you say the key word chemistry. If you think about it, and we're just watching the opening series from the game against the Colts on the screen here. So if you think about it and you talk about the chemistry, how many passes did Prescott
– great, too.
Absolutely. How many passes did Prescott throw to Dez Bryant – last year, prior to him getting in the starting position? Two? You think he did two? Because he wasn't even the number two quarterback in camps.
They're on the same page now.
They're on the same page.
Yep.
And they got a lot of practice. And now I think you start hearing Dez all of a sudden start talking about winning games, winning championships, not running around the sidelines like throw me the ball if you want to win, which is what we talked about last year about hey,
we like
a receiver that says give me the damn ball, Keyshawn Johnson, right? But this guy's now changing his tune. I think he sees all the talent out there and he knows that they got a little chemistry, so he's going to get his. It's exciting. I don't see a sophomore jinx, Jono. I don't see it.
No. What I loved the most was that it felt like, well, this was probably was this the first time the entire starting unit was together all at the same time?
Minus Zeke, right?
And they looked as if they had been like it was the middle of the season, like they had already had the wheels turning. Like it looked great. It looked phenomenal. Good. Now so that's the good point. The bad point but the one thing I did want to bring up, the Colts defense is awful. They're terrible. They were terrible last year. They're going to be terrible
again
this year.
It's an NFL defense, though, Rodney. I mean, we're going to face this type of defense, and for McFadden to fumble like that, I don't need that type of inside the 20, it busts morale so much.
Sure,
I think Kyle brought it up earlier. Hey, you fumble, you're going to lose the job. And you know what? If they're going to nitpick the running backs now, I think you're going to have to break it down to who's fumbling and who's keeping the ball. Because, well, right there, we just seen our second-string quarterback. But our running back situation, we're definitely I mean, it's tight.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's what you got to break down. You can't keep everybody, okay? And you know that you obviously got Zeke.
Stable.
You got Zeke. I really think that you got, and I'm not sure how many they're keeping, but I think you got to go Morris. I really think you got this kid.
Pull us up here,
Rod Smith. You got to keep him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, hands down. You get rid of Rod Smith, another team will pick him up. ASAP. I don't see how you're...
How about when he just ran over that guy?
Yes.
That was just brutal.
McFadden's gone, especially after fumbling.
And here's a deal, and I don't know if this plays in anything, but does Rod Smith's success translate over into invigorating the defense because of Jalen being on them two being brothers? I mean, do you see that maybe the starting defense is paying a little bit more attention to what this kid's doing?
How many times
have you watched a game and offense is one thing and defense is a complete different, and they're just like, well, let me know, I'll grab my helmet and go out there. I'm seeing these guys up on the sideline going crazy when this guy gets the ball because he's exciting. And I don't know if it's just because of his running style or if it's because he has that relationship with his brother.
Well, Jalen Smith, though, let's see. He brought up the defense. I don't know. That's just
I'm thinking outside the box, Jono. You know how I think.
Opinion formulate. I don't know. I don't know about
that.
We
don't have time for that, Steve.
But Jalen Smith, what did you guys think of his play? I mean, he looked a little rusty.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked like he was eager to go, though. He looked like he was ready to shoot gaps and everything. I think it's all going to formulate to something good coming up.
He's going to have to continue to build on the mentality that he's 100% healthy, and I think every play, every snap that he is in there just reinforces the fact that he's healthy. And that's the hardest thing to do from a top-tier physical specimen like he is. When you get that devastating injury is when you're 100%, and the doctors say you're 100%, your mind says, maybe I'm not. And you might feel something, you might take it easy, but as time goes on, they get better and better and better, and he needs more snaps for sure.
Yeah, no, I think he looked. I think he looked healthy. I did think, like Jono said, he looked rusty. His form was poor when he was getting ready to make tackles. However, to that point, yeah, he was poor tackling. However, he was in the right position. He didn't wrap up and make the play. However, he was shooting the gaps where he needed to be. He was in position to make plays. It's just that he was kind of arm tackling. It kind of looked like he was maybe just tiptoeing just a little bit. And to Steve's point, that's got to be natural at some, on some level. That has to be natural for him to finally, like, every game that he plays, he's going to take one step further. Every game he plays, he's going to take, one leap forward. And once he finally once he sticks his head in there one time and for whatever reason, it'll click for him and it'll be as if, he had never missed anything.
Kyle, what'd you think of did Taco seem like he was improving? Any progress in that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And just like Rodney's saying, every game, even with Taco, he's going to get better. I'm really excited seeing Taco and Smith out there. All I see is improvements, is them being future Hall of Famers, of course, yeah, but – just bringing the D back to defense. It just goes back to bringing the D back to defense.
That's far from my mind, a Hall of Famer. All I want right now is that we're looking at All-Pro.
Right.
We're looking at that's what they're trying to shoot for. But their ultimate goal is try to get us in the NFC Championship and get us into the big show against New England.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. And I know it's going to be New England because the AFC
always is, right?
AFC, that's what it is. Yeah, you want to wear the crown, you got to go through New England. And I just think that our defense looked good. Our offense. I seen the Leo Collins there. He did not allow one pressure on the QB out of seven. Seven times they came in, and seven times not one time did he allow any pressure. I'm telling you guys, this was a good looking offense here, and the defense looked pretty good too. Let's see. Let's check this out here. That's not a big deal. What do you guys think of this new news? I don't know who's coming up with this. The TMZ stuff with Zeke on a boat with a gal. Rodney, if you say he shouldn't be doing that,
I'm going to finish.
What the hell's that all about?
No, he wasn't doing anything wrong that we can see, but he has become a target, plain and simple. He's become a target. Whether we like it or not, he is a target now in the media spotlight. He has all eyes on him. So am I going to scold him for being on a boat with attractive women? No. What I will scold him for is he's got, God damn it. Stop. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean stop? What's he supposed to do? Wear a Quaker outfit and sit in a corner?
For a little while? Can he just do it for a little while?
Who the hell wants to do that? Says, I can't do that.
Or then buy the entire lake or something where there's no, you know what I mean? I don't know. It looks bad. He's become a target. So at some point in time, he's got to be smarter.
Steve-O, look at the topic. Look at the topic. Zeke Elliott gets caught partying with half-naked women.
No, it's stupid.
I hear he's dating.
It's ridiculous.
I hear he's dating Kim Kardashian.
All right.
another rumor. I'm going to start stuff out there.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Hey, he's the envy of every dude, and he's the target of every TMZ outlet. But yeah, you're right. I mean, if I can get on that boat with him, I'd be right there with him.
Absolutely. I'm not denying that in any way, shape, or form.
Half naked girls. The half naked. They have a bathing suit on.
Yeah, that's half naked.
Yeah, what the heck? You go to the pool with your kids and girls are running around.
Yeah,
half naked.
They're half naked, Kyle.
Yeah, like what the heck? Yeah, and any time he sees,
and he's by himself
TMZ.
In the end of the boat or whatever, he's in the water just kicking back.
No one's even near him. There's a dude next to him.
Yeah,
I guess.
Talking to him.
He's half naked too, though.
Yeah.
do we start rumors?
No, please don't.
As soon as I hear TMC Sports, I just laugh and I'm like, really? If anyone comes with this, like, all it is pulling up his fun times. We talked about this last. Rob Gronkowski holds his little parties in his own apartments,
right?
And
right.
has women like this, and they do crazier things than this. No one's saying anything about that. They're not. You don't see pictures up on that. Maybe because he doesn't have a beat case, but...
Can I say one more thing? Can he just stay out of the spotlight long enough for it to go away? To go away.
What's he supposed to do, Rodney?
Let it pass.
You let me know. What's this guy supposed to do?
Stay. Just go home.
Just go home.
Yes, for 6 weeks. 16 weeks. I don't know. Whatever the time is.
He's not gonna serve.
They're going to find something.
My point is just to not do this for a little while until everyone forgets about it.
Have you ever seen the women in Dallas?
God damn it. I know. I get it. But we're talking about it, and so on is everyone else. As a team, do you want this to go away as a distraction? Answer that question. Do you want it to go away?
Here's what I want to go away.
Fair. I mean, he brought up something good. Kyle did. Why is Rob – every time Rob Gronkowski he's a good old boy.
No, when he had the picture with the porn star, he was in the headlines for 6 weeks.
But nothing happened.
I understand.
Everyone said, that's Rob being Rob.
Here's what I want to go away. The two chubby dudes on the end and a fat girl in the middle. I want them to go away out of the picture. All the other ones I'm good with.
And take Zeke out of there, and we're good.
We did not say that as a whole. There's a lot of guys that like that type of body out there. So,
all right. So back to seriously, though, do you want the distraction to go away? Do you want this to be done? Answer that question. Yes or no?
So him being on a
boat. No, you're not answering the question.
Will that go away if he's not on that boat?
Well, if he's not on the boat where he's in a place for them to take a picture.
But will that make it go away?
If he stays out of the spotlight long enough, yes, it will blow over. They'll move on to something else.
You know what they'll say?
They'll find another target, and whoever he or she will be, they will become the target.
You know what they'll say then, Rodney? I'll tell you what they'll say. They'll they'll turn around and they'll say that now he's in hiding, he knows he's done bad, and now he's in shame.
Well, if that's what they want to do, then let them do it.
I mean, I would do what he's doing now to say, hey, I'm innocent. I'm going with my regular life. Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything wrong. There's people on that boat. It's just not women on that boat. It's a lot of people on that boat and having a good time, too. So, you know, it's just it's unreal. It's unreal, and I don't know when it's going to stop. But once you put that star on, it's game over.
Yeah, I'll say yes. I would like it to go away because I'm sick and tired of other fans saying, oh, look, he did this. Or even if they're not football fans. If those that are not football fans are trying to get into Zeke's personal life because of the whole issue with that, with, you know, domestic violence. I'm sick and tired of them. Oh, you support Zeke. Look, he's in another place pulling down a woman's shirt, degrading women. I'm like, what the heck? It's Mardi Gras weekend, you know? Like, why?
Well, I mean, no one wants anyone to pull down anything, but it didn't seem like that girl was offended at all. She was laughing about it. They were having fun. I mean, Jesus. I mean, they break it down. They say, oh, look what it's led to now. Oh, now he's doing this or now he's doing that. Anyway, it's got to stop, and we just gotta lighten up as a society nowadays, man. Our wide receivers, we got Andy Jones right now. Looking like he's going to be probably the one that's on the out here with as the practice squad. So this is what we're projecting. This is the projections here.
Bryce Butler got huge. He has some big hands.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Emmett Clary on our offensive line. I really think that he's going to get someone hurt if they put him in there on an offensive pass blocking scheme.
Is that Emmett Grogan?
Grogan.
Yeah, that's Emmett Smith.
I'm not going to disagree with you, Jono, but I've never heard of Ross Burbank before either. So is he better than Emmett?
Yeah, that's true too.
Like, you know, you got
the name like Burbank.
Our tight end situation. We've got Witten, Hannah. Rico Gathers, but Rico, is he going to be on the pup list now? Because he's been. I think he's out for 6 weeks, 6 to 7 weeks. I think that's what I heard.
Is that what it?
Swain's stinks. In there, and I guess practice squad is Blake Jarwin.
Yeah, that all stays the same.
Now I gotta ask you guys this too. With all these guys going to practice squad, what happens to the guys that are already in the practice squad? I mean, how long do you stay in the practice squad?
I think they only have 10 on a practice squad.
Something like that, yeah.
And oh, really?
Just yeah. enough for
what happens
position?
With last year's practice squad?
They either shit or get. Yeah. They either got made the team back on a practice squad or they gone.
Oh, okay. So they're not definite.
They're not under contract. I believe they're like a week-to-week thing.
And once you're once you've been designated to the practice squad, I believe that it's kind of like waivers. Like you have the ability to sign with another team then. But then once if you don't sign, then you're assigned to the practice squad. Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people on a practice squad go to a different team for another practice
squad. You'll see
squad.
That off our team this year with whatever we start making cuts. You'll see that.
Now, I don't know if they can go to another. If you pick them up off the practice squad, I think they have to go on their 53-man.
I believe. Yeah,
that is, you can't go practice squad to practice squad.
Yeah. Okay.
We need an agent in here, Jono. Right. I tried to bring one in last year.
No! You won't. I don't mind having an agent. You're the one wanting to bring Philadelphia Eagle guys in here and stuff like that. I don't want to.
No,
it'll be a short show.
But hey, I'll bring an agent in. He'll tell us all this stuff, so we don't look like
I'm all for morons. That. I'm all for that. What the hell? Why would I?
I once somebody told me once, if you follow this yellow brick road, you end up at the Wizard.
What?
I don't know.
The eclipse really did him in, boys.
I can't even see my
you
retinas.
You should have wore those glasses.
All right, so we got this. Let's pop up some highlights, some more highlights. I like highlights. And this was
highlights of the boat or the game?
No,
we have highlights of the boat. Which highlights are those?
let's check. We already checked.
Oh,
that
here
one
comes
out.
The fumble. Kellen Moore takes way too long on releasing.
Let's see. Okay? Let's see our boy Cooper.
Yes, please. I love this. His first series, he drove down. He took it all the way to the – I mean,
and you know what's interesting is the coaches didn't want him to hand off. They want him to pass and see what he's all about. Right there, that's a great catch by our guy that – no, Ikowaka.
Where was he on the depth chart when you looked at it?
He was dead last, and I don't know how you can make him dead last. This number 14, though, the kid out of Western Illinois,
yep.
I think he's going to go somewhere. I don't know how the hell we're going to keep him. Here he is again.
Look at this. Just the perfect
pass to Noah Brown.
What I liked about that particular pass right there is that he was standing up with the pocket right in his face. Kellen Moore cannot make that throw.
Nope.
With the pocket in his face, he would have fallen over. He would have hit a lineman in the back of the head with a football, and God knows what else would have happened.
Yeah.
Nothing like our number 14 telling the crowd to be quiet after he scored.
I think he was talking to his family down there because he has family in the area. So he had a big crowd. Telling them, don't cheer for me too loudly. You'll embarrass me.
That last touchdown we saw with Cooper Rush, that's hard to do. Just 3 yards out. Because a lot of quarterbacks will take their time. And that one, it's a hike, take a step back, and you're throwing it into the slot route. Because if you take any more time, the cornerback has a chance to swat it. Linebacker has a chance to read that play, interception.
Yeah. Malcolm Butler gets a chance to step in front.
Exactly. When you take too long to do that, and I honestly believe Kellen Moore, his release is he can't make a decision.
Tim Tebow-esque?
Oh, my gosh, baby.
fellas, what I really like about him, he's got the thinking of a deck because his reaction is, I'm not staying in the pocket. I'd rather swing out, and when he swings out, look at how much room now he sees. Now, look, he's already seeing this guy.
Can you please do that in your John Madden voice?
Well, yeah, look, I mean, right there with my ex, I'm following the tight end. The tight end's moving down. He's got five yards cleared right there. Boom. Hey. I mean, you're looking at two guys right there that are wide open. He's seeing them right now. Let's see what he does with it here. All right. Look how he expanded that. I mean, I don't know what the hell we're looking for. I don't know why we're even...
It's confusing
like this. I just say leave him in there. Get these guys a spot. Get the Smith kid a spot too. I'm convinced.
Yes,
our running back Smith is a better player right now than Galen Smith. Jalen Smith right now, I think, is a number three linebacker behind Durant.
There's no effort in that throw. No effort in that throw at all.
It's all about seeing it too. That's what it's all about.
You have Rod Smith in the back. I mean, with Zeke, if Zeke doesn't get to play the first few games, as a fan, that hurts. But as even a fan,
I'm not scared.
Exactly. I'm not scared. Look what Rod Smith did. Look what Alfred Morris can do behind our healthy offensive line. Yes, it's not going to be that playmaker like Zeke getting that 40 yards, that 30 yards. But Rod Smith, he averaged 5 to 6 yards a carry this game.
McFadden, he's going to have a thigh injury.
Yeah.
He's going to have a hammy or he's going to have a thigh injury. It happens every year. So, you're going to have to keep these guys. Steve-O?
I just see a lot of tough decisions, and I'm glad I'm not the one in the room. That's for sure.
It's still a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have.
I don't know why I hear that all the time. This is not a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
Who are you going to cut?
Okay, would you rather have to make a tough decision over two good players?
I'd rather have an obvious problem.
An obvious problem. But that means
Kellen Moore or Cooper Rush.
But that means your depth isn't very good when your number one goes down or your number two goes down in any position. You want depth. You want the fringe players to be good enough to make your team, but then the guy you have to cut, you also want him to be good enough to go play on someone else's team. If you have that problem, then you are deep 1, 2, and 3.
We haven't had that in a while.
No. We especially are going to need that on defense. I think on offense we've got enough tight ends and wide receivers and running backs, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
However, let's take a look at the depth chart on defense, and we could look at that, and you know what I'm saying, and try to pick, mix and match. How deep are we? We're awfully young in a lot of spots. Are those guys going to be capable of stepping up? It's a good problem to have when you've got tough decisions to make.
Are any of these guys, and I can't recall how much trade activity happens during stuff like this. I know that there was just a recent move. Seattle, I think, made a move with – somebody in Buffalo made a couple of moves in there. Is there anything like that that we could
– Usually injury related. Like if an injury happens and something has to go down, and then you might see some movement. But
Take some of these guys that you're going to cut, some of these receivers that we spent draft picks on, and you, can you parlay those into another fourth round or – because obviously you want to package up. I mean, if you can, if you got talent,
get something for it.
If you can get something for it, even if it's a couple of sixths or fifth or whatever, if you could package something up, and then all of a sudden next year take your, you know, number one.
That's happening right now. And let me tell, let me ask you who you would give up here? Aaron Donald of the Rams is he's not happy. And I need a defensive
tackle.
I'd love to have him.
Okay, yeah. I would too.
He's the best player on their team, though.
Okay, yeah, okay, I get it. So now I'm coming to them and I'm going, okay, I have – be the coach. Who do you give up?
well, the thing is
– I have the depth chart.
I mean, you're going to have to give up maybe a tight end. I don't know, but, and you have some of those. But they're set at running back with Gurley, unless he gets hurt. They're set at receiver because they just picked up Sammy Watkins. Maybe they need another receiver. I don't know. They need a quarterback that's young.
Regardless of who they have, our fringe tough decision players are not going to get Aaron Donald on our team. I mean, you have to have some serious talent going back in return, even if he is unhappy, even if he is holding out in L.A. I mean, do you really think we could just give him Rod Smith and – you know, the other wide receiver.
And our backup kicker.
And our backup. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't get it done. You've got to have NFL-ready starting talent to get somebody like that.
I think a number two pick, a second-round pick.
Picks are different, yeah.
Second-round pick and one of these running backs. I would seriously think about why they're not in the need for running back.
No.
They're not. I don't see Jerry Jones.
Yeah, you're looking for somebody when an injury happens, you know, like that. It's pretty big.
He's not giving up a pick. I don't see Jerry Jones giving up a first or second round pick for – I mean, Aaron Donald's been in the league for, what, 4 or 5 years now, I would say?
Three.
You're going to come on three?
I think
three.
This is his third year, yeah. You give a second round?
Well, the problem is he's probably got a contract coming up.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the payday. Yep. You know, that's, you know, or the Rams looking at something like that where, hey.
It just makes it tough in the NFL. I mean, trading in the NFL is just much more difficult than it is in other sports.
Yeah.
For that reason, because those picks are so valuable. I mean, think about, regardless of how good our team is today, like think about if we stay healthy and going into next year and we're able to, you know, keep the core together and we can add more depth to our defense and the first or second round next year. I mean that's how teams are built. It's through the draft, not through free agency and trading, really.
Yeah.
You trade and you make a trade when you are you're on the cusp of winning the Super Bowl and it's just that one more piece that you have left.
Yeah.
I tell you who I'm looking at the chart here. Moore. Where is Moore on here? Our linebacker. He looked damn good, man. Where can you guys help me find him?
He's not up there.
Why?
I don't know what
there?
Which Moore is that you're talking about.
I'm trying to find it.
He's so good. We can't find his name.
58.
We want more.
58.
DeMontre.
Yeah, that's it. Where is he on?
He's top linebacker defense.
Okay. Yeah, there he is. They got him number three. And I tell you what, I seen this guy. Every other play that I seen him in on, he was in on a tackle. He was making everything happen. So. You know, is he part of that suspension too? Though, I think he might be. But in any case, I seen him out there, and he was making things happen. So that's I'm just going over. I'm looking at the depth chart right now. Any name that stands out that I thought had a good game? Yep. Anyone from you guys that just you said, wow, that one, that guy really stood out.
For me, which is – it's funny because you guys were talking about this a little while ago, Jalen Smith really stood out to me. He had some incredible plays where he got back in the backfield, or the Colts popped it out to the outside to try to do a little wide receiver screen. He was there. He gets me really excited because the way him and Sean Lee are working together. When you get two middle linebackers like that, that are your leaders, they're crazy, and you put that in the mix with the leadership, and he can improve. He could be a Ray Lewis. He could be an LT, not LaDainian Thomas, you know.
Right.
Throwing the oldies for you guys back there.
The true LT.
The true LT, man.
Number 56.
Yes, exactly. I look at Jalen Smith, and I'm like, man, let the season start already, because he's going to lay out somebody and get Cowboy fans to go, yes, the D is back in Dallas. I'm telling you, this could be me getting excited. Out of us
that's
in here,
okay. That's
I'm
okay.
I get the hoorah.
Yeah, but this is the first time. This is the first time in my life watching preseason that I think I'm so much entrenched on seeing these next two preseason games. I don't want the season to start yet because I think that there's some mystery question on the players, on the personnel, and I don't want them to get rid of players just for the hell of it. I want them to see what they can perform, see what they can still do, and I'm kind of backing into this next two preseason games, see what we got.
Well, we got the Raiders coming to town. I don't know if we're going to start calling them Las Vegas yet, but we got the Raiders coming into town. It's week three, which is your traditional week where you play real contact tackle football, at least for a half, right? And you're going to see the ones going against ones, and you're going to see effort and everything like that. So that's what the assumption is. That's traditional history of the game, of preseason. So we're going to get to see a lot coming up here. When is it? On Saturday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get to watch that. Then we get to watch the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight.
I'm excited about that one, too.
I know you are. So you got that, and then we go into week four, which will be a snoozer because you're not going to get any first-team reps at all. It's going to be really those fringe guys
yep.
That you're looking those last or two guys.
That's the big game to me. I think that's where Cooper Rush has got to showcase what he's got.
Yes.
And what's interesting about that is during the game, when Kellen Moore was in there, it was quiet. It was quiet.
Because they knew what was about to happen.
And then when Cooper gets in, it was like everyone got excited a little bit. It was good seeing that.
Yep. No, he brings an energy.
He might have the best name in football.
It's pretty good.
I mean, there a better one?
You go either way. Rush Cooper, Cooper Rush. Can't beat it.
Cooper Rush. Is there a better name? I challenge somebody for a better legitimate name on your birth certificate.
Yeah, right.
It's one of those names, Joe Flacco. No, not Joe Flacco. Who's on that movie with the Replacements? What's his name in there? Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
It's just the name. It sounds like his name Cooper Rush. Shoot. Like that's a movie name, you know?
Dang it! I should.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It is too.
Yeah, that blonde haired kid. What was his name? Anyway, what the hell?
We can sit here and try to think about it.
We got these computer boxes in front of us. Maybe we'll do
was
those.
Was that the one with the chick had the foam thing? The
Replacements?
No. What was I thinking? I was thinking the other Texas high school.
Oh, Friday Night Lights?
Friday Night Lights, where she put the whipped cream on her.
That's Varsity Blues.
This is Keanu Reeves, Gene Hackman.
Reed. What the hell? Yeah. I've never watched Keanu Reeves.
He was the quarterback. Shane Falco.
I like that.
He also played a quarterback in Point Break. He was a what was that? You know that movie?
Oh.
Patrick Swayze. What was his name? Johnny Utah.
Johnny.
Is that where they were stealing? Were they jumping out? They were presidents or something?
Yeah.
Robin
yeah.
Banks.
Yeah,
okay. That was a great one.
Yeah.
That was Point Blank.
Yeah, Point Break.
Point Break.
Point blank. It's the same. It works. Yeah.
I do like I do like the whipped cream bikini.
Are you kidding me? What year was that?
I was in high school, and it was.
Yeah, I know.
I was
going to
say. I was a fan of it.
Fantastic.
It would have been late 90s, like 98, 99.
I would have been out of high school because there was none of those shenanigans coming for the starting second baseman.
No.
Nobody came out with a catcher's chest protector on.
Our girls didn't. There'd be a whole can of whipped cream needed for them. Our girls did. Jesus Christ. Our gals never looked that good.
Wow. And we digress a little bit here.
Yeah.
Crickets. I hope none of those ladies are listening.
Oh, they're not. They're not. Yeah.
So week four, we go to the Texans for whatever, the Governor's Cup, maybe, if they play it down there in the great state of Texas. But no starters, just your fringe guys, Jono, and that's the one you're excited about.
Yeah, because, again, this is the last chance. What's interesting to me is if they wanted to just do the handoff thing with Cooper – Then they're not really interested in the kid. But if they're first off, I mean, the kid's just throwing the ball.
They're interested.
There's
no way they can't.
Obviously, there's something there that they still want to look at and give this guy all the reps. I think by the fourth game in the preseason, this guy should have majority of the snaps just to get of what he is. You know, I'm just saying I'm sold on him over Moore. I don't see anything in Moore. I don't see a lifeline even in this guy. He's not happy out there. He doesn't look, and the team doesn't evolve around him. They don't get pumped up. But around the Cooper Rush, it seems like everyone just kind of gravitates. Gravitates, that's the word I'm looking for.
I do have one question, and I'm asking you guys because my memory is not very good. Has Kellen played with the number ones, the full number ones, regularly? And how many series has it been? I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but my point is we do have enough weapons on offense where I think Kellen Moore still could possibly be effective. I'm trying to remember myself during these first three games how much he's actually played with the first team. First team linemen, first team receivers, you know, the full gauntlet of talent.
This year.
Yes, this year. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think he's played.
I don't think he's played a lot with them.
With every single one. No.
That's the only caveat maybe that the team is thinking about, that since we're not in the room with them and making those decisions, that maybe they're thinking about themselves.
Do you think Luke McCown just grabbing everything he can out of that locker room, putting it in his car?
I think he is.
He's packing. That was a guy I thought that you have a known commodity that might have a little bit better showing. But I think maybe his days of playing in the NFL have been not for long. So I got two things I want to address. I know we're kind of coming up on the last segment of what we got here, Jono. One is the disrespect I think the Cowboys are getting in the national media. I think there's a lot of talk about us being overrated, and I'm hearing all these guys chirping out here, oh, I got the Giants winning. I had them winning the division prior to Zeke getting suspended, and I kind of like that talk because I want these guys to go in with a chip on their shoulder. I want them to go in and shove it up everybody's ass.
You betcha.
So I don't want them to go in as, oh, well, this is hands down their team. I'm not sure they're ready for that like the Patriots are. I think you can say that about the Patriots. They're going to skate into the most likely, chances are they're going to be in the Super Bowl. And I think they can live with that expectation and pressure. I don't know if our Cowboys team can do that yet. So I want people to start saying, hey, guys, don't sleep on the Giants. I got them winning. Oh, and the Eagles and the Redskins are – boy, they're gonna be battling out. I'm not even sure if the Cowboys can make the playoffs, and that's what I'm hearing a lot of time.
Yeah, but I'm also hearing a lot of respect that the Cowboys are what they are, and they're a first place team. And I mean, Vegas has picked them against New England, so there's a lot of critics out there that have picked the Cowboys to be on top. Now, do you play to the critics, or do you play to your ability for your team and what happens in the late fourth quarter? I think this is the type of Cowboy team that he doesn't pay attention to the sophomore jinx notion and all this stuff. These are still young kids that they're just taping back their ear and going after the other team. So I think with this Giants situation now, with that wideout
Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham now, he may have a problem. He got pretty much banged up in that last game.
It's from staring at the eclipse for too long.
Yeah, little ankle injury. So I think they're expecting him to be ready for game one.
He will be ready for game
one. That's what they're saying, that he should be ready for game one. But, you know, nonetheless, I mean, this guy's a force to be reckoned with for sure. And, you know, our DBs are going to have their hands full.
Well, we don't have Carr this year, so he just kept watching them.
I think that I hear a lot of what Steve-O was saying, of, you know, kind of the haters out there. I'm hearing a lot of that, and I'm okay with it. Let the team rally around each other. I would prefer them to come into the season with something to prove rather than feeling like they've already arrived, because – I just feel like unless you are the Patriots, the Patriots are about the only team that can walk into a season saying, you know what, we're the best.
Yeah, but how many times do they take shots at the Patriots that this is not the year for the Patriots, this is not the year? You hear that five, six, seven times per year, per season, before the season even starts. And the Patriots are like, oh, we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. We have a pretty good team.
No, and
that's what they say. We have a pretty good team. They don't say they're the best or anything, but when the smoke clears after it says four and it's 0-0s on the time, it says the New England Patriots 28 and the whoever else 3 or 10.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
Regardless of how good we think we are, I think this season is going to be – I think the division will be better. I think, you know, look how difficult our schedule is going to be this year. Just naturally, it's going to be difficult to repeat as 13-3. It just is. I still think we're fully capable of doing that, but we're going to have to win some good close ball games. You know, we've got a really solid schedule ahead. So I'm okay with the haters. Let them hate. Let us go out and play.
No, we've always had them. Yeah. So no matter what, it's
they never go away.
They never go away, and I don't like them going away. I like them there.
How many wins do you guys think will win the division this year?
Well, that's
what do you think gets it done?
That's a good question. That's a good question, and I still like to sleep on that for possibly the first week. Whenever,
yeah, I think before the first week, we'll probably give a breakdown of win
each
loss.
Each one of us throws their opinion on how many we're expecting to win. You, I know Kyle. He'll say,
I'm always
16-0, and
we're going to win the bye week too. 17-0.
We're going it. We got it.
Yeah. But
that was what Jono did last week. He gave us a win during the bye week, and he goes, I got us going 11-6. And I go, Jono, there's only 16 games. He goes, there's 17 weeks. We won the bye week, too.
I had to pull out my toes on that one. But, yeah.
It's all right, man.
So here's the last, and this is maybe the last thing I wanted to talk about. We can get into some other stuff. But I think everybody out there, Jono, you're probably going to kick me on and off air for this, but I want to talk a little fantasy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to talk a little bit about you. I know you got a draft coming up.
I did already.
You already did. I got three of them coming up within the next 2 weeks. Rodney, you got a couple coming, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I screwed up big time, dude.
Okay, talk to me. So somebody that's gone through the draft already, what happened?
Mm.
And where were you picking?
I had a brain fart. I really did, and I took mostly Cowboys, and I shouldn't have.
I knew you would.
I shouldn't have. I knew I wasn't. Like, I said, this is wrong. You can't do this. And I still – it just came out of my mouth. Each player kept coming out of my mouth. Witten should not go second round, all right? And I picked Witten to go second. I don't know why. I mean, people are still picking running backs and the elite quarterbacks, and now here I am, Witten. I just said that. I couldn't believe it.
We need an extra person in our league if you want to join.
Yeah, well, I'm here. I'm here. Just keep the Wittens around.
That's a dangerous pick there, Jimmy. You were betting with your heart.
That's stupid. That really is.
It is.
I took Six Cowboys.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, man.
Six Cowboys, and I know it's gone to hell.
That's hard. Even during bye week then, too, for you.
I just can't pick anyone that's going to go up against my Cowboys. It's it's like unheard of to me.
It's hard as a fan. I get it.
How can I cheer on a quarterback that's going to throw against my Cowboys?
Yeah.
You might as well stab me in the goddamn head.
Yeah. It's hard to pick a defense. Even if the Eagles are on fire, I will never pick the Eagles
or the Packers.
Or yes, or even when we do in the, like those picks on who's winning, how many wins or whatnot. If you're ever in that, I will never pick. I don't even care if that game I know the Redskins can win or the Eagles can win or the Giants can win.
No,
I'm the same way on fantasy football and
I
can't pick Odell Beckham.
I can't either.
I don't care if he's available.
I can't either.
Yeah.
I can't either.
Oh, aren't you paying to be in this league? I really don't care. I'm not going to pick an Eagles player ever. I can't stand the Eagles. I can't out of the Giants and Redskins, I can't stand it. So I'm on board with you. It's hard not to pick.
I like money. So if I need to pick Washington Redskins in one of my daily fantasies, I'm going to.
So who was a consensus number one? Is it David Johnson's number one? Okay, I'm in a 10-man team, right? 10-team PPR league where the quarterback actually gets 6 points for a touchdown throw. So they're a little heavy.
Nice.
All right, so it's usually quarterback weighted.
Hey, by the way, this is my team. This is my
one.
You,
Dak, oh my gosh, Cole, Terrence, I see Cowboys, Jason. Cowboys, even the kicker.
The kicker,
your backup, your reserves are Cowboys.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you pick for the podcast?
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking. But.
Steve, you got to read his roster.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
You got to read it. Like,
okay.
Rico
quarterback.
Gathers.
Yes, let everyone hear this.
Look at this.
Quarterback, Dak Prescott. Running backs, you have Amir Abdullah and Melvin Gordon. Okay, I like them.
Yeah.
And I like Prescott. Wide receiver, Beasley. Is this a PPR league?
Oh, what's that?
Points per reception.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm
no, it's points per 10 yards.
Okay, so I'm not a big Beasley fan in that. You got Terrence Williams and Jason Witten, neither of which are going to be your fantasy studs.
Right. Yep.
Sproles would only be picked in a PPR league.
Uh-huh.
The Chargers defense.
It was the best.
At the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Dan Bailey, which he's going to get a lot of point after attempts, but he's not going to get a whole lot of field goals because we're scoring touchdowns.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Then you got Breeze and Stafford as backup QBs. Chris Thomas. But then listen to these. You have Bryce Butler and Rico Gathers.
And I don't know what the hell made me take. This was like late in the rounds for where I got another kicker. I don't even know why I needed another kicker.
And a second kicker.
I was so shit-faced, fellas.
Everyone's looking like, oh, John's about to come up. Oh, yes, he picked another Cowboys.
And that's what they did.
Oh, my God.
So was David Johnson the number one pick in your draft? I got pick number 8, which is good in a snake draft because then I get, you know, basically an 8 and a 12, right?
Yeah.
Or late in the 13?
Is that the name of your team, Reds?
Yeah, that's the name of my team.
Well, your name sucks too, and your partner sucks up there too.
He's not my partner anymore either. He's just up there. Anyway, let's.
I do like your stripes reference there.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to lose two. What is that? Lose a few pounds. I thought the Army. Well, what did he say? That was a pretty good line.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll go to Rodney. Rodney, what do you think? What's your league? What are you picking? Or are you just going to go hot with my daily fantasy? Oh, we're going to do a daily fantasy, too, for the podcast.
Can you bring that
up? I'm down with that.
Yeah. It's going to be a daily fantasy. We're going to figure that out. It's going to be through a DraftKings, most likely, maybe a FanDuel. So one of the two, we're going to do a daily group with Cowboys podcast. So we'll put that out and make sure you guys get on there. And we got to get T.O. in building that whole thing for us, right?
Yeah. Our interns.
And not Terrell Owens, but his brother, Tim, who works for us here.
Right. Well, it's not really his brother.
He's T.O.'s hit rock bottom. He could be an intern, you know.
No. He's got his own show and everything. He's making a lot of cash now.
Okay, Kyle, who's your give me a rundown. If you were picking, who do you got? Who's your top five guys?
So honestly, I don't know if this if I can even say anything because me and Steve are actually in
a league together. That's right.
So,
you didn't know. Oh, really? I forgot all about that.
He wants me to talk.
Real slick.
My advisor is John O. He's going to help me with my first pick.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. Dan Bailey.
Dan Bailey. No, okay. If I had first pick, okay.
Take Ron Springs. Listening out
which here. We don't know who's the first pick yet.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know. So if I had first pick and I could choose right now.
Preston Pearson.
I'm honestly going to draft Tom Brady.
Okay.
Oh, I think he went late in the first.
Tom Brady did on yours? Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, you can see people picking up running backs right now.
I think you got to go David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Bryan, Aaron Rodgers,
number one.
Tom Brady, Drew Brees.
If Zeke was available, I'm drafting Zeke.
Zeke went in the second round for us.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people having fallen into the third. A lot of, I'm looking at, he's looking at, 29 or 30 average draft pick space there. So it looks like it's getting mid to late third round, depending on how many guys are in the league.
Yeah.
That McCaffrey's somewhat exciting out there out of Carolina. He's been doing a lot of great things preseason. So, a PPR league there.
Yeah. I usually draft running back my second round. That's my second pick is usually a running back. Reason I go quarterback.
No, that's,
the quarterbacks
that's
lately have been.
Lately,
I know a lot more people go running back. Back now, oh yeah, hands down. You can get a lot more points. I don't know.
Once
you go running back, you see
You'll
people
go
running.
Back.
Well, yeah, you go running back, and then they're going wide receiver, and then usually people are picking their quarterbacks by the third, fourth round. Is what I see.
Here's the deal: if you're not going to get one of the top two to three quarterbacks, then everybody else basically gets the same amount of points by the end of the year. Okay? So, if you got a Brady or a Breeze or a Rodgers up there, usually your top three.
I don't know how you keep throwing Breeze into this.
He has no other option but to throw, and they're terrible.
Breeze. Oh, they just signed a wide receiver, didn't they, too?
They lost one, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So went to Tom Brady.
Brandon Cooks, yeah. Yes, exactly, Tom Brady.
So if you don't get one of those three, it looks like, at least in the history of our league, that all of a sudden at the end of the year there's going to be eight quarterbacks all within 20-point range of each other. So that's not going to kill you. Usually my strategy is to go receiver on a snake draft if I go deep in the first round. Yeah. I'll go back-to-back receivers, get usually two top five receivers.
Yeah.
And then start filtering in from there.
All right. Well, hey, you gotta get our fans involved in this. So we would love to have something set up on what is it? Draft.
I believe we're doing DraftKings. We're in negotiations with both of them right now for who's coming on as a major sponsor to show.
I gotcha. Go to our site here, folks, at CowboysPodcast.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, podcasts. Go to our site on Facebook. There's been a lot of messages. You guys are jumping on board there, leaving comments and all that. So it's all been good, and we appreciate all the love we're seeing. And I guess second week, free Zeke. Huh? We got that going now.
Got a free.
Our new motto. And we'll do our show this Thursday for our big game coming up against Oakland. And
Raiders Nation.
Did you guys want to do another one here for the Oakland, or not the Oakland game, but the Raider game coming up, or just write it out for this week for next week?
We can have a little post show meeting to talk about it, maybe.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna bring a Raiders fan.
No, you can't do that. No.
You know what? Here's
what the
thing. Here's the thing.
You?
No, that's wrong.
I'm pulling a Steve-O.
That's wrong because I don't mind. Something about the Raiders, I don't mind them. I like Raiders. I don't like Denver. They're cheese ball. They think they're all wine. We're the wine people. They're not wine people. They're in the mountains with the goats and shit like that. Now, the NFC East,
they bother me. NFC East people bother me.
Yeah, obviously.
The Chicago Bears do not bother me. Chicago Bear fans are cool with me. I like the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, no.
I was at a block party around my neighborhood, and this guy comes up, and we talk. We had a great time, and then he says, I said, hey, you know what? You ought to come over to my house sometime. We'll watch one of my Cowboy games. He goes, I'm a Green Bay Packer. Maybe we could flip back and forth. I go, there won't be any flipping back and forth in my house. I don't watch Green Bay, sir. Matter of fact, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
I don't want to talk about Green Bay.
So you made him go sit outside or what?
I didn't talk to him rest of the day. Rest of the day there. Rest of the night, I didn't talk to him. But there's certain teams that just bothered the hell out of me. Some teams that don't have any
right
input.
Now, you've named 28 other teams that bother you.
I said the NFC East. I said the Packers.
Basically, it's just the NFC North. Well, no, it's just the, no, you, not no. all.
Just the NFC.
The Vikings?
I get hate along them. With I get along with Patriots. Hmm. They don't bother me. I like Patriot fans, actually. They're good people.
I don't know about that.
Packers. They don't bother me. They don't bother me. It's the whole NFC thing. I don't like the Green Bay people. They're just they're just weird looking.
So I'm married to a Green Bay fan.
Yeah. Do you just think of her as a little weird sometimes?
I push her out of the bed in the middle of the night every once in a while.
There you go.
Like, I have no idea what happened.
You should do that.
Go get me some cheese.
So it's only logical.
So the funny thing, I hear a story. A buddy of mine goes up to watch the Cowboys play at Green Bay several years ago, and it's a dude's trip. It's, you know, four guys going up, and they're going to get a hotel room and then get up next morning and go tailgate with everybody. And the one guy's from Wisconsin that took him up there. And he says, hey, they get up, you know, they're driving from the St. Louis area all the way up, you know, so they got to go through Chicago. And they get up, you know, close to Chicago, maybe on the outskirts. And the one guy looks at the other three and he goes, hey, I just want to give you guys a little heads up. When we get into Green Bay, there's not going to be a whole lot of good-looking women to look at. So if you guys think that we're going to tailgate, there's going to be some girls walking around that are pretty nice-looking. It's not going to happen. And he said, sure as shit, they got up there, and there was nothing. No good-looking women. If they wore one, they were wearing a Cowboys jersey. We got the best-looking women as fans,
oh,
too.
There's no question about it. They're educated. They know what they're talking about. Look at our Collins group, man. They know what they
phenomenal.
They're outstanding. They're outstanding. They know what they're talking about. We're all good-looking people, by the way. Cowboy fans are just knowledgeable, good-looking, renaissance-looking.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
All right, end the show, John. Yeah. Take us home.
All right, folks. If you can, get at our site. Leave us a message. We love hearing from you. And, again, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Subscribe on podcast. Let's do it. From the Cowboy family here, Cowboy fans, we'll see you this Thursday maybe. We'll do a show this coming Thursday about our big Raider showdown. Hey, guys, take care. We'll talk to you next time.
Go boys.
Go boys.
Go boys. Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.